This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi today on this first weekend of November. And on our show this second hour, actress Diane Cannon, she's written a book about her love of her life, and that is Cary Grant. Later on, from Cagney and Lacey and a bunch of other great performances that she's had over a remarkable career, Sharon Gless, Hal Linden, he's gone from the big screen to the small screen to the Broadway stage. He's 91 years old. You'll remember him from Barney Miller. He'll be joining us on the show. And then our lifestyle portion, we have Dr. Mike Roussel. He's going to tell us how peanuts are good for your health. And November is Adopt a Senior Dog Month. We'll be chatting with Marie Moody. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi today. After a quick pause, actress Diane Cannon will be joining us.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. And I just came back from a very long road trip, and I got this book last evening when I got in, and I read it cover to cover. I could not put it down. I really could not put it down. It was sensational. Dear Cary, My Life with Cary Grant, joining us right now is the beautiful Diane Cannon. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Well, I am just tremendously blessed hearing you say those words because they sound sincere and meant from the heart, and I'm so grateful for that. Thank you.
Well, it's absolutely true. I, you know, like many people, was a fan of Cary Grant, but, you know, you just worded this thing in such a fashion that it's just, I mean, it sends all kinds of electrifying shivers because you feel like you're there. And I think that when you write a book and you give the reader the ability to feel like they were experiencing him, then I think you've succeeded, and I think that's the case. And I failed to mention here in the introduction, ladies and gentlemen, that Diane is an award-winning film and television actress, director, screenwriter, and the first to be nominated for an Oscar as an actress and a filmmaker. Pretty good accomplishments there for a beautiful lady.
Well, I'm very grateful. You don't do that alone. It's all teamwork, I promise.
Was it difficult to write this book, Diane? I mean, from the standpoint of bringing back some great memories and some not-so-great memories to a legendary screen star such as Cary Grant.
Honestly, it's been the most difficult thing I've ever done.
I believe it.
And I've worked my way through some difficult things, but I love Cary, and I loved him, and it was the greatest romance of my life, and I know a lot of people love him, so that the book is not a bashing Cary Grant book, but it is allowing people, I think, to love him more because they'll understand about some of the horrific things he had to handle in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He had a terrible childhood, and those demons came up to try and prevent him from living love in his life. But I had such compassion for what shaped him that I tried to help heal it. But, you know, I was a baby.
Yes.
I was very young. He was older than my father, but he was Cary Grant.
Yeah, right. Of course, you can overlook the small detail. 33 years difference. You make the comment in the book that as his career was winding down, yours was climbing very rapidly, and that's always a situation that could cause a calamity.
Yes, that's right. And he didn't want me to work, so I didn't work. I stopped working. Well, he it was Svengali. It was Pygmalion, really. You know, it was he was attracted to me because of, I think, what I was, and then he tried to change it, and I didn't understand that, but I think that's universally done. I think people get married, then they try and change their partner, right?
Yes.
To suit their, to accommodate their needs. And I did that happily because I loved him so much. I loved, he was my everything. But that's a dangerous place to be because that's like standing on a rug that anyone can pull out from under you at any minute.
Yeah. Boy, how true that is, too. And the letters that you've put in the book are really very specific in the love that he had for you. I mean, it was it wasn't syrupy, but it was honest. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And that's what attracted me to honesty. And he was brilliant.
Yeah.
Honestly, he was a genius. Do you see some of those drawings and his
yes.
characters and
yes.
his letters and his writing? The man was amazing. He had problems, so like all of us.
Yeah. Now, you were upset one time when he gave your phone number to somebody else because he thought that you had eyes for that other person. I mean, that's a very unusual situation for someone to do when they are themselves attracted to you.
Yes, I know. Well, that's when I stopped seeing him. I had been dating him for maybe 6-7 months, and we went to Clifford Odets, the playwright,
yes.
home for dinner. And he encouraged me to talk to Clifford while he went around and talked to people. And then afterwards, on the way home, he asked me if I would like to follow him home because it was a last-minute date, and I met him there with my own car. But when we passed Beverly Estates Drive, where he lived, up the hill, my little voice said, don't go. It was early in our relationship, even though it was 6 or 7 months, and we had not been intimate, and I just felt, it's midnight, go home. And he didn't like that. And the next day I got a call thinking it was Cary by a man saying it was Clifford Odets. And so I said, come on, Cary, and laughed and hung up. And after several phone calls, I realized it was Clifford Odets. And, oh, that just made me so upset that he would give my number to someone else. So I stopped taking his calls.
Wow. Which is very cavalier of you, because some of them would just fall victim to his smile and his personality and his presence. But I think that shows character on your behalf. I love the story in here, Diane, and I won't repeat it. I'll have people read this, okay, about an infection that he had on his leg and the cure for it. Why is it that I can somewhat visualize that, but I don't know. I just, I really, that's love. All I got to say, buy this book, Dear Cary, by Diane Cannon, and you'll absolutely see what love is all about. Okay.
That's right.
He was 62 years old when Jennifer was just about to be born.
Right.
And that was something that he always says. He didn't want to have a child with somebody he truly didn't love sincerely.
Right. He loved me. There's no question about that. And I loved him. There's no question about that.
Then why a divorce?
Cary made me promise him at one point that I would promise him not to let me turn him into his mother, with whom he had I don't want to ruin the book.
No, no, no.
But, he was abandoned as a child and left by anybody that ever loved him. And I'm thinking what happened was he wanted to leave before somebody left him.
Wow.
And the pain was so deep. And I tried to heal the rift between he and his mom. It was, you know, she was, well, I don't want to ruin the story for
no,
people,
no.
But what a brave, what a brave woman she was, and lovely, really lovely, but very angry and had every right to be because of what her husband did to her.
Mm-hmm.
It was a series of circumstances, but what I'm happy to say is I did suffer a terrible breakdown, and there are lessons in the book. The thing I think that's making people love this book, incidentally, in the first week we made the New York Times bestseller list.
Congratulations.
And I'm so grateful for that. Thank you. I'm so grateful because I waited all these years so that I could write a helpful, hopeful, inspiring book.
Yes.
And it's changing lives. I've been at book signings recently, and people are telling me how it's changing their life, how it's making them look differently at their own relationships. Because if we have to go against something we intrinsically believe in our heart, soul, and mind and strength, to help somebody else because we love them, it'll kill it.
Yeah. Boy.
We'll roll over on ourselves, and it'll kill whatever it is. It will destroy it. It will destroy the relationship, and then there's nothing left of you.
Yeah.
You've given all of you away, and what they think they were attracted to was really an effort to get out of their own way so they wouldn't have to think about their own things, and then they go on to something or somebody else.
After reading the book, I actually agree with you 100%. I concur with the goal that you have set forth in this, because I saw that and I felt it when I was reading it. And there's some, you know, nice anecdotes too. I mean, it talks about you being in rehab and your problems with pot and drinking. But I love the story about how he dinged up his Rolls Royce, because being a car buff, it makes me feel good. You know, I mean, I backed mine into my wife's car the other day and almost had a heart failure. So it's nice to know that Cary Grant does the same thing. And he's kind of off the subject, okay? But one of the funniest things I ever saw on television was when you were on The Tonight Show with Carson and did not remember going out with him. I love that clip.
I have to tell you the truth. I really did. I was just playing with him.
I mean, who would not remember going out with him, right?
Johnny was one of my best friends. And with my divorce with Cary, he was the first person that called and said, come on, we're going to dinner.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He used to
come and play the drums at my house, parties, and he loved popcorn. I'd always pop him fresh popcorn. He was a dear, dear, dear friend, and I still miss him.
Yeah, we all do.
No one was like him.
No. How did you learn of Cary's passing?
I was with my daughter having dinner, and we were on our way home, and she got a call from Stanley Fox that said, we had a message from the driver that said, call when you get home. And I was in the kitchen, and Jennifer was in the office in the study, and I heard her scream. And I went in, and that's when we found out.
Well, Diane, you have made a great piece of literature here. The name of the book is Dear Cary, a memoir by Diane Cannon. You have hit a grand slam with this.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me. Thank you.
Diane, thank you, dear. You're terrific.
And so are you.
Thank you so much for saying that. We'll be back with more live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
A very familiar song indeed. That's from the TV show Cagney and Lacey. At one time, that show was pulling in 30 million viewers a week. Unbelievable viewership for a show that still is in syndication today. Our guest has a brand new memoir out called Apparently There Were Complaints. Joining us right now is multiple Emmy and Golden Globe award-winning actress Sharon Glass. Hi, Sharon. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron.
Thank you so much for joining us. I got to tell you something. This new memoir of yours is phenomenal, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask, how did the name come about?
Well, it's an expression that's been mine for a few years, ever since I was in the book, you'll learn that I am alcoholic and did not accept it easily. Anyway, I was put in a place called Hazleton, which is sort of the Harvard of the rehabs in the United States. And there's a lot of press about it and a lot of scandal, yada, yada. And when I got out, a friend of mine said to me, "You're at Hazleton." And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Why were you in Hazleton?" And out of my mouth popped, "Apparently there were complaints." And I liked it. And my husband, who was then not my husband, was sitting next to me. He burst out laughing. And it always stayed with me that apparently there were complaints. So when it came time for me to write the book, when I was offered the book, I went with that title. I let the title lead me, and every chapter is based on a complaint about me.
You certainly have written this, warts and all. You really didn't plan to write this. From what I understand, you went in to do a TV show, and you came out having to write a deal with CBS with 320 pages of your own book.
I did. That didn't work out the way I planned.
Yeah, I know. Well, sometimes things don't happen that way. But you know, Sharon, was it cathartic for you? Was it difficult to bring back some of these memories, or was it good?
It wasn't difficult to bring back the memories. The memories have always stayed there about me. They formed me from as a little child to my teen years, through my adult years, not becoming what my parents wanted me to become. Complaints about me in my industry. I'm sure someone probably complained about me yesterday. I just don't remember.
Well, I got good news for you. I'm not going to complain at all.
Thank you. But I referred to them. They were fresh. They were always there.
Yeah,
throughout my life.
You were one of the last contract players in the history of that system in Hollywood, and you signed with Universal Studios. I was with Universal for 25 years.
You were?
Yeah, I used to do our syndicated show from there. Very familiar. It's home base for me. It still is, for that matter.
Wish you'd invited me.
Well, I want to tell you, I wish that I invited you 31 years ago. This is crazy. I go down the list of accomplishments you've had in a terrific career. I mean, just absolutely phenomenal. And it's staggering because, you know, first you started off with, you know, appearances on the Rockford Files and Kojak and Bob Newhart. But then your memorable role, of course, that was bringing in 30, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, 30 million viewers a week. You don't see that anymore. It was
No, you don't.
Cagney and Lacey, Burn Notice, Queer as Folk.
Sometimes 50 million.
Isn't that
something? Depending on the year or the, you know. Yeah, no, you don't have numbers like that anymore because it's so, the stations are so diversified now, you know.
Well, yeah.
But we, believe me, Tyne Daly and I, who played Mary Beth Lacey.
Right.
We had no idea what we had when we were doing it. We were two actresses just doing the best we could with these two women. But we had no idea of the impact that it would have on the country. Never been two women starring in a series, a drama before.
You know, I've often asked that question to people who have had a lot of success on a particular project or a continuing project and never realized it. You know, singers, like people like Elvis Presley and the Beatles,
right.
You know, they didn't even know what was happening because they were too busy working. And I sense that same from you.
That is the way it was. We would work sometimes up to 18 hours a day.
Sure.
There was not a scene that we were not in. That's the way it was devised. I was not in the scene if Tyne was home with the children and her husband. If Tyne was not in the scene if I was sleeping with somebody or out getting drunk with my father. But it was just the subject matters had never been done before, certainly not about women. They're timely even today. Sexual pressure on the workplace, abortion, breast cancer, date rape, raising children, and the most important one for Cagney was dealing with alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
You just didn't have heroes of series fall from grace like that.
Right, right. Yeah, you're right. You never knew what was really behind the scenes of actors and actresses during an era when they were put so much on a platform that, boy, anything that they did that was off color, the studio nixed it somehow. They had some kind of a relationship with the media that I don't think is even possible anymore. You talk about in the book, though, you know, alcoholism, the fear of romantic commitments, and your relationship with some of Hollywood's biggest names. I mean, it's a very revealing book.
It is. I don't mean it as a, ooh, shocker. I just told the truth about, you know, the times I went through. When I look back, I always had very, really kind in my life. I was never drawn to jerks.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the relationships were painful because of the circumstances. And some were very lovely.
Would you change anything? Would you change anything in your career? Would you have changed anything in your life?
You know, at this stage of my life, no.
Mm-hmm. Well,
no, all of it informed me. I am as a result of what I've gone through, and I like me.
Well, I like you, too.
Isn't that great?
That's great. We haven't talked to each other in 31 years, and we have something in common. We both like it. That's fantastic. Well, I got to tell you, I give you a lot of credit for a great career that always wasn't painted the way, you know, we want it to be, but you persevered. And again, the name of the book is Apparently There Were No Complaints, and of course is done by the very talented Sharon Glass. Now, Sharon, you got to do me a favor here. We got to get down to some serious stuff here. Okay, we can't go more years without talking to one another. This is crazy.
Oh, Ron, no, I'm sorry. I'm much more available.
Okay.
Anytime you call me.
That sounds great. And we will be calling you. Sharon, thank you so much. Stay well, my friend. We look forward to your return. Okay, dear?
Okay. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Sharon. Wow, what a lovely lady she is, and a very talented one, too. And, of course, her many years on many shows, including the remarkable feat of so many huge audiences tuning in to see Cagney and Lacey, Sharon Gless. That was such a good show, and the ratings proved it. We're going to pause for a second. Don't go away, because there's more to come nationwide and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Live Today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Twitter on Saturday updated its app in Apple's App Store to begin charging $8 for sought-after blue check verification marks in Elon Musk's first major revision of the social media platform. Aaron Carter, who won early fame as a child pop star and toured with his brother's hit band Backstreet Boys before pursuing careers in rap and acting, was found dead in his home near L.A. on Saturday. Carter, who was 34, released his debut album in 1997 when he was just 9 years old, becoming a child pop star who frequently appeared on Nickelodeon. And as they struggle to maintain what remains of an electricity grid heavily damaged by Russian missiles, officials in Ukraine's capital say they have begun planning for a once-unthinkable possibility. That is, a complete blackout that would require the evacuation of the city's approximately 3 million remaining residents. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you.
music from one popular show, Barney Miller. I believe that after 19,000 guests, I'm not sure, but I believe this may be the first time that our guest has been on the show. I don't know why, but we've been long overdue. He's quite a talent. He's a Tony Award-winning actor, singer, musician. He's with the Rothschilds, which was a great show, The Gathering, and, of course, still in syndication, seen just about every day, Barney Miller, joining us right now with a brand-new theatrical release that's going to open in 25 markets, is Hal Linden. Hal, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Pleasure, sir. A pleasure. And I'm sorry I'm late.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm sorry we didn't get together earlier.
27 years, you know.
27 years. I've been asking, can I get on Ron's show? No, all right. We'll do it.
Keep asking for the next 27, okay? Because there's got to be a break in the action someplace.
That'll also be kind of exciting, considering how old I am.
I think you're going to be doing this on Cloud 11, okay, if you understand.
There you go.
At least I hope we will be. Hal, tell us about this. This is a great premise for a movie. And as I mentioned before, and we're going to tell everybody how they can find this, because obviously we want everybody to go out and see it. It's a great premise. You play a grandfather in this, do you not, Hal?
Yes, I do. And I am a grandfather, so that wasn't the hard part.
That wasn't a stretch.
But the story is really about the grandson.
Right.
Ryan Ochoa plays my grandson, who is an art student, wants to be an artist, is constantly drawing, or as I say, doodling, and doesn't see a way to get into art school because his father says community college is all they can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets an assignment to do a project, a multimedia project, about an historical event. And he kind of accidentally discovers that his grandfather had a history that he had never told anyone about. His grandfather having been a Holocaust survivor, and Holocaust survivors are they're reticent,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
And understandably so. You know, a lot of pain going on, and the brain kind of puts it in places where you don't think of it all the time, self-protection. And the picture is about his getting the story out of Grandpa and putting it on into a multimedia package and finally showing his product. And the family is, like most families, not all that communicative between the generations. And that's normal, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all want to establish our own generations. I remember I did it. I wasn't going to listen to the music my father listened to and dressed like he did and cut my hair the way he did and the language. Every generation has its own language.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not easy to get the generation together to accomplish the project. But it seems that art can be more eloquent than words, and the art of the boy is what brings the grandfather to tell a story, and the dedication to the project is what brings the grandfather to actually finally tell his story, and the boy does accomplish it. And we have in the end, art brings the family closer together. That's about the whole picture.
Well, I still want people to go see it now, just because you gave that description. But you know, Hal, you bring up an excellent point of view here. I think a lot of times, especially from the generation of the Second World War, but I think even in today's situation, sometimes when there has been a catastrophic event in their life, they don't want to talk about it. I mean, I've known people that are in the World War II, and Americans that were fighting in the war, that don't want to talk about it. And I think it's sad, because I can remember my father many times wanting to sit down and talk to me when I was like 15, 16, 17 years old about when he was a little boy. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't care about this. I got to go out and ride my bike, drive my car, go
there
with
you go.
Girlfriend. I don't.
That's what I mean. You're trying to establish your own identity.
Right. And then
the problem is, as I say, there's nothing that's common.
Mm-hmm.
But what have you lost? You know,
yeah.
What gets lost? History, experience, wisdom,
right.
A lot of things that can make your life better gets lost and the thing about it is that a lot of it, of what the past can educate us about is still happening.
Yes.
I mean, you said it's difficult to remember. We just, you know, or we don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Look at what's happening with the Me Too movement,
right.
And what's in the headlines today.
Yeah.
you know, are reticent to talk about this painful part of their memory.
I think sometimes that's the reason why we keep on making mistakes, because philosophically speaking, you don't know what you're going to do today and tomorrow if you didn't know what happened yesterday. And I think that's a problem we have. I really do. This is the second venture that you've been in that addresses the Holocaust. It's, you know, the movie now, which is called The Samuel Project, which is kind of cool because we're talking about fathers, and my father's name was Samuel, and also The Gathering.
It also had to do with remembering the Holocaust and keeping it in our minds. Which philosopher said, "He who does not study history is doomed to repeat it"?
Yes. Oh, boy, that's a famous saying. And
that's right.
So
and
true.
That's so true. Uh-huh. And we keep repeating our history. We keep making the same mistakes over again because we don't study what happened in the past.
No, that's exactly right. I'm a big proponent of that. By the way, I want to remind everybody that the name of this movie, again, is The Samuel Project. And I happen to have here, Hal, how you can find more about it. You go to Facebook.com/ The Samuel Project Movie, or Twitter at Twitter.com/ The Samuel Proj. You'll learn about the 25 cities that it's in right now, all major markets too, I might add. There's something, Hal, that I did not know about you, okay? And that is, I didn't realize that you were a clarinetist and a vocalist. Do you still pick up the clarinet?
Yes, I still pick up the clarinet. I still do. I still concertize. Not as much as I used to, but still at it.
Somebody told me that the reason that you left the music business was because the music that was changing in the 40s and 50s, you weren't really that fond of, so you decided to go into acting. But it's a tough thing to walk away from music, you know.
Well, it was the end of the big band era that did it for me.
Right.
I was enamored by the greatest of the last big bands. I'm not talking Dorsey and Don Miller. I'm talking Stan Kenton.
Right.
Woody Herman.
Right.
Those bands that really were taking big band jazz to new heights. And when I went into the Army, it was the height of the big band era. And when I came out of the Army, they were all gone, and it was the beginning of rock and roll. And it was early rock and roll was not my I just couldn't bring myself to it. So I tried theater and look what happened.
Yeah, and a lot has happened. And you know what's very nice to see is a talent like yourself, so versatile. Here you are doing many serious, like the Rothschilds and the Gathering on stage, and then turning around, and I didn't realize, too, that Car 54 or Are You, and I know you're on Search for Tomorrow, but then go into comedy with Barney Miller and being so successful with 8 successful seasons in syndication right now. I mean, that show is a versatile talent. And I say that honestly, Hal. I'm not trying to puff you up a little bit. It's a great, great talent that you have to be able to do both and be believable in both.
You might even say jack of all trades, master of none.
No. See, I don't think that's the case. I think you are the master of them, too.
After a while, you get to, you know, if you keep working at it, you can get pretty good at stuff. And I've been working at it a long time, so.
It's funny you should say that, because somebody said to me a few weeks back, and it's not the first time, they say, "Boy, you know, when you go on the air, it looks so easy." Well, if you've been doing it for 50 years, if you've been digging a ditch for 50 years, you better have a pretty good ditch. But, again, the name of the movie is The Samuel Project.
I have to seek it out, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
It's being an art theater near you.
Yeah. There, again, is the website, facebook.com/ The Samuel Project Movie. And you do have to seek it out, but it's worth seeking out because it's a great presentation. And it's family-oriented, right, Hal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make a pact here, okay? Let's not wait another 27 years to get back together again, okay, my friend?
Okay.
Okay.
A pleasure.
Okay. Thanks, Hal, so much. Good luck with the movie, and look forward to having you back, okay?
Bye-bye.
Hal Linden has been our guest. But what a talent. Really, a very versatile talent. And, you know, he can do serious stuff, comedy. He's got a new movie called The Samuel Project. You got to seek it out. But when you do, you'll find a movie that you'll love to watch. And, of course, Barney Miller is still in reruns all across the USA. And I'm sure he won't mind me saying this. Hal Linden is 91 years old and going strong. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Said you today, live nationwide and around the world. Very interesting study that was just conducted by Cornell University and published in the journal Nutrients, that some foods are more powerful against disease than others. And joining us right now is a graduate with a doctorate degree in nutrition from the Pennsylvania State University. Joining us right now is PhD Mike Roussel. Hello, doctor. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me today.
I hear so many times about different things that are good for you. And this was a fascinating study that talks about pistachios being a great powerhouse fuel for an antioxidant. Explain this to us, because here are the things about pomegranates and cherries and beets and blueberries. How did this come about?
New research is showing that the antioxidants found in pistachios actually rival, if not contain more antioxidant power than these foods that we traditionally see as the high antioxidant foods in our diet. You know, you may have heard recommendations to eat a rainbow of food, and this is so that we can get a variety of antioxidants in our diet. And this new research is really highlighting the fact that pistachios are a key part of that equation. So when you look at a pistachio nut, you'd see yellow, you'll see green, and you'll also see a dark purple and kind of this really deep, rich bluish color. These are all due to different antioxidants in the pistachio nut. So it's really highlighting the fact that pistachios are an antioxidant powerhouse.
Can they be salted or not, or does the salt have a reverse effect?
You're right in that generally we want to look to limit salt in our diet to help control blood pressure and support good heart health. Pistachios generally are going to come roasted and lightly salted, so the amount of sodium in a serving of pistachios is very low.
The study that Cornell did, pistachios that were grown in California, they have a different nutritional value than in other countries. Why is that?
Yeah, that's correct. So pistachios aren't grown in a lot of places in the world. They're grown some in the Middle East, and they're grown in California, a little bit of New Mexico, a little bit of Arizona. And American-grown pistachios are a uniquely different food than pistachios grown in other places in the world. And all that we know about the heart health benefits or benefits in women who have gestational diabetes, weight loss, now antioxidants, these are all derived from these American-grown pistachios.
I understand that normal functions of daily life are great, but if you have things that counter that, like stress and poor diet and not good sleep, it can affect the radicals in the body. You always hear about radicals. What is the association between the metabolism, the radicals, and the pistachios?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I think a lot of people think are the same. They hear about free radicals. Maybe they hear about antioxidants. They know there's like this good-bad dynamic, but they're not really sure what it is. I like to think of antioxidants as the good guys for our health. They fight free radicals. Free radicals are the bad guys. They create something called oxidative damage. You see that in things like silver tarnishing, metal rusting, a fruit like a banana turning brown. This is all oxidation in action. In our bodies, oxidative damage caused by these free radicals can actually accelerate the aging process. We experience this through not being as sharp mentally or even getting more wrinkles. We get antioxidants from the diet, and these antioxidants fight back against free radicals. They neutralize them. They help protect our bodies against excessive oxidative damage. Free radicals and oxidative damage are everywhere. They're a part of normal life, but we need to get antioxidants in our diet to help counteract those negative effects so we can stay healthier longer.
Pistachios have all 9 essential amino acids normally found in animal-based proteins.
Yes, pistachios basically have as much protein as an egg. One serving of pistachios contains 6 grams of protein. When it comes to protein, our bodies can make some and it can't make others. And the ones that it can't make, we call essential. Pistachios actually contain all the essential amino acids. And we generally think, as you said, of animal proteins being the ones that are complete because most plant proteins don't.
When you go on a diet, does this addition of pistachios in a diet ensure a permanent weight loss? Because that usually is the downfall.
Yeah, the downfall of diets is that people generally see them as temporary. You're going to do all the same things you would do to eat healthy, but you just do them more intensely. So maybe you eat a less calories. You know, don't go off and do wacky stuff. Snacking on foods like pistachios, making sure you're eating a quality breakfast, getting good sleep. These are all important things for a diet and also for healthy living.
Where can we go for more information?
So if you go to AmericanPistachios.org in recipes.
Thank you so much for joining us. Please come back and join us again, and we appreciate all the information you have disseminated to us and our audience today. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Our guest has been Dr. Mike Roussel, author and nutrition advisor to consumers and businesses.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly chain.
Pull that one out of the archives. And yes, we're going to be talking about dogs. Joining us right now to talk about November being National Adopt a Senior Pet Month and the founder of Stella and Chewy's senior pet adoption advocate, Marie Moody. Hi, Marie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about adopting a senior pet because there are really endless benefits to adopting.
Well, that's exactly what it is, Ron. And depending on where somebody is in their own life stage, it can be a perfect match. I think that senior pets, like you said, unfortunately only get adopted at like a 25% rate, and people sort of walk by them in the shelters and tend towards to gravitate towards the younger, the puppies and everything else, which, again, there's nothing wrong with adopting a puppy, but I think that seeing your pet, if you're older or in a family, it can just be a much easier transition to have somebody that's already housebroken and leash-trained and a bit smarter and calmer.
You talk about only 25% of the adoption rate compared to 60% adoption rate of younger dogs and puppies. And does this apply to cats, too?
Yes, it's definitely the senior cats and the senior dogs that tend to be left languishing in these shelters. As part of Stella and Chewy's attempt to bring more attention to this situation, we are reimbursing all adoption fees for the month of November for anybody that adopts either a senior cat or a senior dog in the U.S. or Canada.
Bad weather conditions is probably a reason for the adoption going up.
Yes, I mean, you're bringing up a great point. Unfortunately, with all the weather-related catastrophes that we've been having, people are left without homes and put in temporary shelters that oftentimes don't take pets. And, you know, so it's really up to the rest of us to at least try to foster or in some way support these pets and their pet families as they go through this. And that's how they end up in these shelters, and we are definitely seeing a lot of that right now.
You started this great company in your kitchen. In 20 years, Stella and Chewy's 500-plus employees headquartered in Wisconsin, available in over 6,000 neighborhood pet stores across the country.
Thank you. I didn't do it myself, believe me.
Well, where can we go for more information on the adoptions?
You can go to StellaandChewy's.com/adopt, and you'll find everything you need to know about it there.
That makes a great Christmas gift of a senior pet for the holidays. And our guest has been, for adoption, Marie Moody, and the founder of Stella and Chewy's Pet Food. And let's do it all year round, not just in November, okay?
I agree with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works? Well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, They will waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and they include Ronnie Millsap, actress Adrienne Barbeau, Captain Ron Strauss, captain of the Lisa Marie, Elvis Presley's jet, Diane Cannon, great actress, another great actress, Sharon Gless, Hal Linden, did a lot of things, but we remember him well from Barney Miller, and Mike Roussel, and Adopt-A-Pet senior dog advocate, Marie Moody. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.